Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Today is October 15th. I'm multitasking here. And today we have my online Juma from the Nur Allah Islamic Center. And as you know, we always begin with the words of the Quran from chapter 18. And at 2 p.m., inshallah, we will begin the Kutbah. So at this time here, we will have our recitation of the Quran, chapter 18, Tala Al-Kaf or the Kaf.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou Muhammad wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَىٰ لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا.
And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوِ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ فَابْعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا إِذْ يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَمْرَهُمْ فَقَالُوا بُنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانًا رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city, that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour, there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change His words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside Him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and hath put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them, but theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages.
فلما بلغا مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا.
And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily, we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ.
Surah 18, Al-Kahf, The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. Praise be to Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
but hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever, and to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son. A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou Muhammad wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct. And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound. Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried. We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance. And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity. These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذْ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have you
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek protection, refuge with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. We bear witness there is the one God Allah, and there is none like unto Him whatsoever in any shape, form, thought, imagination, conversation. I don't care what it is. God is one, and that's the end of the conversation. We bear witness to that. We bear witness. I mean, we thought about it. We pondered over it. We wrestled with it. And Allah blessed us to come home. So now we stand forward as witness bearers. I bear witness. We bear witness. There's only one God. And then we make another testimony to make it a tame. Tame means to make it shahada tame. we bear witness that Muhammad is his servant, slave servant, and messenger. Meaning we have studied Muhammad, his life, his model, his excellent model, his example for all people. And we have concluded that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayers and peace of God be upon him. Yes. We studied Muhammad in his youth, his teenage years, his adult years. Then he turns 40, we get a better picture of Muhammad. Where is that picture at? For us to be a witness, it has to be in our understanding. Otherwise, you can't be a witness. You're only a parakeet. You're just mimicking what someone else said. But have you in your mind, your understanding, your wrestling with thought, well, how is Muhammad the messenger of God? And then you wrestle through that and say, I see why he's the messenger of God. Then we can bear witness. Bear witness requires study, research, reflect, internal and external conversations. And you say, yes. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Ashhadu an Muhammadar Rasulullah. Yes, we put to say it with a very humble conviction. Humble in our heart, right, but mighty with our tongue. There's no God but God, and Muhammad is his slave, servant, and messenger. That's the first thing we have to say to become Muslim. Thereafter is study and research, right? Can't be a lazy learner and be a Muslim. I'm sorry. No, sir. No, ma'am. I think Rasulullah said that about some people, right? He was saying that they were believers, I think what it said. He said, no, you just among the Muslims. Yeah, you're Muslim, but not yet has faith entered into your heart. There comes study, research. Surah 94 of the Quran, Elf and Shara. Some say Eshar. Yes. Speaking of the comforting of the heart, yeah, but also the opening of the breast of heart, yes. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشر لك صدرا ورفعنا لك بصرا الذي أنكر الشر ورفعنا لك ذكرا فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلا ربك فارغ عسر is hard يسرا. Yeah. Because have we not expanded for you your breast, your faith, expanded your faith across the breast? You got this word here, sajurakas, your breast. You're saying the whole chest area, the heart, the whole chest area. The other word for heart is kalb, right? Kalb, lamb, back, right? That's in the center. That's the heart here. Both refer to heart. The car is here. The door. The whole breast. The expanding of our faith. Not being constricted. Faith. Not being a nervous faith. Not being an itty-bitty, some-timey faith. The door. Right? Sajjal, the cat saying, your, hey, we're not expanding your faith, your breast, removed from you the misrat, the burden, which did weigh upon your back. And as you remember, I'm going to say, I'm going to help him out a little bit. He said, the what weighs upon your back is something in your past life that you haven't quite got over yet. Now, for us as a collective people, a historical problem for us has been the weight of slavery and this effects upon us. We still carrying that weight upon us, and the racist SOB masters today are still carrying the burden, thinking they're better than us. And their burden may be bigger than ours. So we're going to give everybody's burden in the back, because the Quran will address everybody's burden on their back. Alhamdulillah. Yes. And we raise high, exalted for you, your reputation. This translation here says your reputation, right? I think Yusuf Ali says raise you high in esteem. Yeah, same thing. In other words, you went from having a small face to expanded to your back being weighed down. And you know, once you get that weight out your back, you can stand up vertical. If you carry somebody on your back, you can't stand up vertical. You got someone's problem on your back, you like humpback. Yeah? Allah removes those burdens off my back, off my back. Then we can raise, stand up. Hanif friend. Don't say Hanif friend here. I'm just saying Hanif. Ibrahim, he was Hanif. Hanif means upright, vertical. They call it homo sapien, right? You stand up straight. Yes. Allah's mercy to us. One way of saying that, so we can relate to it, is saying that no matter how hard it gets, keep your eyes on the prize. Because right? Within the difficulty, and see, some of those think it is, well, after the difficulty, and it is to a small degree, but the big picture is saying, inside of, in the middle of the difficulty is the ease. Yeah. Now, I've never been inside one, don't want to. They say in the center of a hurricane, they say it's just as nice and quiet and peaceful in there. Yeah. It's like cracking a nut, a walnut. The hard shell is the usuri. But boy, if you can get inside, you can use some usura. Yes, nice soft meat. But you got to go through the hard to get to the easy. Like a hard math problem. You got to get into it. You want to get the answer out of it. The answer is only inside the difficulty. So Allah says, in that matter, usra. I'm saying this way too, this is my expression. Keep your eyes on the prize. But that phrase became popular, difficulty. Yeah? Difficulty. And the prize was what? Freedom. See, they told us a bogus. They eased it in on us. Well, Dr. King led the civil rights movement. No, he did not. Go check his words. Dr. King led a freedom movement. And you don't go seeking what you got. If Dr. King had freedom, he wouldn't have been seeking freedom. This is my lifetime, your lifetime. Think about that. They're going to sleep on us now. And the best freedom as a human being that we can have, the freedom to turn to our Lord without being tied down, being fettered. That's the best. That's the ultimate freedom for all human beings. So it says, when you have finished with one task, it says, Well, Illa Rabbika, Father God, turn all your attention to your Lord. That's your destiny. Don't underestimate why one of the first things when came to America, to establish America, the first thing was what? Freedom of religion. Right? Then freedom of the press and all. But it's like going to the store. You get that can off the shelf, you won't know what the most dominant ingredient is in that can. The first thing listed. The most important thing, the most dominant thing in that can or in that product, the first thing listed. And the second one, second day, and so forth. So following that rule, if the first thing they ask for is freedom of religion, huh? Yeah, they wanted to follow Surah 94 of the Quran. Get that burden that the British had off our back, and they struggled through the Usu to get to the Yusra. Because they wanted to get to their Lord without you getting in my business. That's just the goal of every soul on earth. In Surah 93, just before 94, they go together for us, the aspiration is being sought. Allah says to speak to the prophet mainly, but therefore sticking to us. Did we not find you an orphan? Huh? Ruha, right? Ruha, that morning brightness. This is Ayah 6 of the Surah 93. Said, did we not find you an orphan and gave you shelter? And we found you darling, like darling, lost, wondering, didn't know what to do, going to the cave, Mount Hira. What do I do? He was lost. Talking about Muhammad the Prophet and his, for us, the guidance. His heart was disturbed, his mind was disturbed. And the Lord said, we found you as an orphan. We gave you Khadija. Yeah. You find you wandering, get you the Quran. Yeah. Our situation of coming into Al-Islam through our journey. Okay, no, you're okay. I'm just going to go. We lose to Facebook. People are watching on Facebook, so I want to respect that. The orphan. We were orphans. We didn't know our fathers. I'm talking about our main two fathers. Not properly. But who are our main two fathers? Adam. And Abraham. We were given a view of them, a perspective of them. They're like, oh, they ain't nothing. And he's the best God sent. And they messed up big time. Now we're seeing Adam proper. Abraham proper. All the prophets proper. Bring us out from being our orphan. Daddy, there you are. Well, where is he at? He's inside of you. His potentials, his excellence in every human being. The potential and the excellence of every human being, I mean all the prophets, are in all of us. Why would God send them as a prophet or a model? A model and example, unless the potential is in us. A match made in heaven to be manifested on earth. Isn't what they say? On earth, if it is in heaven, okay. Where are we at now? We're on earth. You're going to manifest this with the Lord's help. So Allah said, they found you, darling, and we guided you. And we found you in me and made you self-sufficient. Yes. So here we are. The Muslims, here we are. On the cutting edge. You hear that phrase so much you don't think about it, but think about that, a cutting edge. When you have a pair of scissors and you're cutting paper, right? The cutting edge is right where that blade is on that paper, right? So someone say, I'm on the cutting edge. In other words, I'm getting the job done. I'm a trailblazer. See, a trailblazer makes the pathway. They blaze through the wilderness. Now, those who come behind, they benefit from the trailblazers. Those who come behind the cutting edge, for them, they get to benefit what was cut, but they don't have the wherewithal, the endurance to go and be in front. That's Sabikun, right? The foremost would be foremost. So us, the Muslims, who went through the oyster to get to the Yusuf, who got the rock off their back, the burden off their back, on the cutting edge of religious understanding. She got that right. They say, oh, but we ain't been to no theology school. We ain't been to Al-Azhar. We ain't been to Oxford. We ain't not been to all these theological schools. And neither did Muhammad. And neither did Jesus. And neither did Pope. And neither did Jonah. You think God's going to wait for someone to give you a degree, a piece of paper, to make you know what he wants you to know? Ah. So we got work to do. And we're asking Allah to guide us and to protect us in this work. And inshallah, we're going to talk about that in part two of the Kufar. Oh Allah, we thank you for all you have given us. You've given us more than we can count. You've given us more than we deserve. And we thank you for your mercy. Grant us good in this life. But grant us a bigger share in the life to come. Have mercy upon our souls. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله the praise belong to God when we came into Islam on our way to Al-Islam y'all hear that? When we came into Islam, on our way to Al-Islam, we went through a whole lot of faith. I don't care how you came in. We talked to a brother this morning. I wish my brother was here. We went and got the material for our fence this morning at Menards. And we was talking with the young man. And on the way, our ages came up. He said, well, y'all don't look your age and all that kind of stuff, right? So I said, well, you know, we trying to live right, you know. And I said, we Muslims. And then he said, he's from L.A. He said, one time I wanted to be a Muslim. He said, but the brother who I talked to, he had on a kufi. He said kufi, right? So I looked at him and talked about it. He had a kufi on. And I told him I want to be a Muslim. And the brother said, brother, to wear this hat, you got to be this, you got to be that. He looked at me. I said, man, ain't nothing but a hat. Right? That's all that is. He kind of looked like, man, that back here with all that drama. Like, he backed away from being a Muslim. Because the man was like, he felt like that head was like magic or something. Like, I don't know what he thought. You know, and so, and all of us came into Islam through some door, and we had to learn to grow. Until Allah blessed us to come to Al-Islam, right? Yes. So I came to the nation of Islam. Right. We went through all kinds of steps, processes, but the heart was right, and God guided them to come back to Islam. Yes. So when we became Muslim, we had to learn a lot. Either learn things new, or we had to relearn things that we thought we already knew, right? Learn anew. Got the word new, but anew means in a new or different and typically a more positive way. Fresh and afresh. Afresh means a new or different way. This was and is, but we're still learning, our journey into Islam. And we began with the five pillars, six beliefs. And we were told the five pillars are the foundation. You know what a foundation is, right? Anybody live in a foundation? No. You build a house on top of a foundation. One of the first things we had to learn or relearn was the oneness of God. You say, oh, they say there's only one God in the church or one God in the synagogue. But it's not the same as the one God in Islam. So we had to, for those of us who are converting, I never say converting anymore. Take the ED off. You're not done. It's ING. You're still in the process. So as we were converting, we had to take and look at the idea of oneness of God as told to us before and say, then what do it mean now in Islam? Yes? It means one God that's indivisible, not two in one, not three in one, didn't have a mama or daddy, didn't have any church. One complete, right? Complete. Kul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu what? Samad. Samad is a powerful word. You can have a whole two-year talim on your samad. Lam yelid wa lam yulad. He never had a baby? Why? He never was a baby? Why? He tells you the next verse. But lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad la kufuwan. What does kufuwan mean? It means similar. Right? It means alike. Last verse saying nothing similar, nothing like it. What's the first thing you want to do when a new child is born? Compare it. Oh, he got the head like his daddy. He look like his mama, right? He look like his grandpa. You can't do God like that. He ain't no baby. And we know the cruelty of that, right? Oh, he had a white baby. Right? Therefore, the logic, if we have Islam to protect us, is to compare the daddy with the son. Well, the son is a white man, blue eyes, I guess, oh, there's that white hand come out of cow. I told you, the white cows are white. That's the wrong. But Islam, coming into Islam, we have to relearn. And a lot of our relearning requires that we do what the Shahada says, last. Right, to deny, reject, because we understand better that we had before that was going our back. Yeah? And now we can stand upright and see God is one. That we had to go through that to become Muslim, to in our developmental step of being a Muslim. We had to also disassemble the concept given to us before of Satan, of the devil. They gave us the impression that he was a bad dude, man. Like, he's been watching, man. Like, he's terrible. He's up there on wrestling with God. And sometimes he get the good. Oh, here comes the Quran, says no. He says Satan is in the Quran saying, oh, my Lord, can you spare me? Oh, my Lord. Yeah, with the Quran, Satan bows that he submits to God. Satan never in Islam contended with God. He only contended with who? The human being. Oh, that freed our mind up. Say, wow, okay, God is all powerful. Don't tell me God is all powerful when we live in a Satan's world and God made the world. That's a contradiction. So coming into El-Islam, we have to think new, think afresh, learn new, and when we learn new, reject that which was bothering us from before. We get to learn Muhammad. Learn Muhammad, the man, but more importantly, learn Muhammad, the mission. So, but what is the mission? Rasulullah. Isn't that the mission he was given? Because I read Muhammad before. Right? You. See, back in the day, I would have said Satan did that. He ain't got that much power. I ain't Muslim still saying that. Oh, no. They go, they believe in Shaitan. No, brothers, you just ain't got it yet. Nobody blaming Shaitan. Shaitan can only invite you to the party. Excuse me. He can't make you go to the party. You go to the party, be dancing harder than Shaitan. Somebody made me do it. Who's that? Flip Wilson. The devil made me do it. No, you want to wear that dress. We had prayed the committee to remove all racial images that attempt to portray the divine. That was bringing us a long way because of the way we had been raised. Mm-hmm. Everybody's house had what on the wall? Martin Luther King, John Kennedy, and the white Jesus. Coming into Islam, because this is coming into Islam, we had to review our respect for our own people. Now, like the words like nigger, my nigger, just don't float in Islam. And keep in mind, I said this before, what are they saying again? We didn't originate the word naked. As a man thinketh, so is he. You got that? Yeah, we adopted someone else's thinking, but it was not thinking. The word nigger. I don't just say, oh, I ain't saying nigger. I'm saying nigger. And you still not the author of that. So the author of that is the thinker of that. And as a man thinketh, so is he. That makes sense. Yeah. We got to quit adopting other people's shortcomings. I add this to it, too. Like putting hot sauce on children and trying to tell someone it's a delicatessen. They're full of shit. T-H-I-T. We have to learn El-Islam in America. You'll be all right. El-Islam in the world. Because we have been lied about Islam in America. We've been lied to about Islam in the world. We have to relearn husband and wife relationships. Respect for the woman. We have to relearn parental duties and the child's obligation to the parents. A new people coming into a new way of life, you got to look at everything. We have to learn about Friday. You say, I know about Friday, it's payday. Yeah, but you be getting the wrong pay. Oh, portion of the pay. The big pay is the kuffar, the jamaat. And when you get done, the Quran says, and gets the mercy to it, says, then you can go to the bank, right? When the Quran says, right, when you get done, you put off business, count the jumma, you get done, you go to the bank. Right, go about your business. Friday became special to us. So when you first heard it, what, Friday? I got to work on Friday. And we began to rearrange our lives around Juma. And like Juma, when we can, our brain cells begin to reconfigure things. We had to relearn certain customs. Even we had to relearn shopping at the grocery store. Before we go down the aisle, we have everything left, right, throw it in the cart. Now when you look at reading labels, making sure there's no pork in there. You see how we have to relearn all this. Our diets, even proper cooking. And cut back on this, cut back on that. And a lot of things that are common now in the general population for health eating, Muslims had that a long time ago. Even in the Nation of Islam, had that a long time ago. Matter of fact, they probably stole a bunch of it from how they eat to live. They ain't going to tell you that. We had to relearn even how to bury our loved ones. We'll be old way, you go in there, sign some papers, leave some money, you come back, and they're all dressed up. Can you look and trying to see, figure if they look like themselves or not, right? Say a few words and go, no. We change that. We take care of our loved ones. We wash our loved ones. We bury our loved ones. Had a funeral last week, and all the time we hear almost every funeral. Krista come up to us, two or three or four or five. They walk in the door, apprehensive. Where's the casket? Where are the flowers? Who's going to sing the song? They get none of that. They may get a few flowers, maybe, right? They go through, they listen to the words said and see the burial, and a few of them every time come up and say, can I be buried like that? How won't we buried like that? I will be buried right over there. We'll be buried with the Muslims, too. They point to the Muslim section. I said, well, you got to be Muslim to be buried over there. Oh, okay. But you see, Islam brings us to obligation. Take care of our own. Oh, here's a big one. Oh, Islam made us stop cussing out loud. And even on the inside, it still hurts us, right? You know, it takes a while, right? Especially if you get cut off guard, you hit that thumb, wasn't thinking. Or someone say boo, you weren't ready for, you don't know what you're going to say. But now, there's a consciousness, oh, Allah, forgive me. But before, especially, I know it would blow our trigger's mind, they could hear our tongue before you're found. They're like, oh, you cuss like that? They cuss so hard, they see a cuss word, they cuss that word out before you get out of your mouth. That's how bad it was. Cuss a cuss word out. And habitual lying. They say, what you say a lie for? If they dumb enough to go for it, that was our attitude then, right? Now we got to, like, if we have to tell a lie, we're home alone. Oh, Allah, forgive me. We had Islam teaches you that. And that's true for some other religions, but it's not as focused in the other religions. Because they lie so much. The religious people support the Easter Bunny idea. And Santa Claus. And the goblins. Hate to say it, but it's true. We had to unlearn that. I'm not saying it's enough to criticize them. Allah would judge them. But for us, we had to unlearn these things. We had to quit drinking, alcohol, smoking, work on it. Yeah. I saw the Muslim last night. I saw him like him. My father gave me a hug. I said, is that cool or what's that, a statement that I smell? You know? But I said, alhamdulillah, you know. But work on it. I asked Professor, I said, tell me one thing. Just tell me one thing good about smoking, and I'll leave you alone. I said, is it the ashes? Is it the smell? Is it the blackness in your lungs? Maybe it's the curtains in your couch, you can't tell it, it's holding the smoke. What they call the pores that go in your mouth, the butt. Tell me just one good thing about smoke. I got blown away a few years ago. I looked to be like I got it. He said, I've been in prison. I said, how much thing does now cost? $2 or $3? He said, where you been? He's talking about $6 or $7 a pack. I'm like, I shook my head. $6, $7, $8 a pack. Coming to Islam, you can begin to work on that. And it's sad that Muslims see smoke. They smoke, oh my goodness, they smoke. We had to relearn the meaning of names. Names became very special to us. My name was Flanagan. I looked it up a long time ago. There's an old man with red hair. I was a young man. I had forehead, a black hair. Yeah, the gray and half gone now, but back then I had forehead of black hair. I'm like, I just got the wrong name. We had to learn words and the hidden meanings in the words. You're not going to be able to smile if you look inside the word. So alhamdulillah, we had to learn also how to, it may seem small, but it's big. We had to learn how to properly use the toilet. For us getting ourselves cleansed. We didn't know. We walk around all day long with our clothes messed up because we didn't know how to wash. We can go on and on. It's not telling me what to do when I wake up in the middle of the night. Yeah, right. Make them rakats. Right. Make two shafi, one with it. You go back to bed and wake up in the middle of the night. So all this here is making us a new people and putting us in a leadership role. If we have been prepared and still being prepared for a leadership role. So may Allah bless us to keep to this way of life and to continue to convert to the Quran. Continue to convert to Islam. Yes. Oh, I wrote these notes. I'm sure. I try to get right through. Now, Islam made up of brand new people. Often our children don't realize how different they are until they get late in high school and college. They're raised in a Muslim household. They get out early in high school. You realize, wow, not very many people like us. Right? But also, we are not a black version of someone else's achievement. Oh, I celebrate Kwanzaa. Okay, that's a black version of Christmas. Right? You're going down the list. I remember they had on TV about Motown, and they said, well, Marvin Gaye. Instead of giving Marvin Gaye his full credit, which he deserves, on his own, they got to say, oh, he's the black Frank Sinatra. Like heck, that's Marvin Gaye. But to keep us as if we had to always be somebody else's shadow, Ellis Long came to free us from that. We are not a black version of Islam. We are a new people within Islam. We have our own vision, a vision that is totally in line with the Quran and with the life model of Muhammad. You don't want no Pakistani slang. You don't want some African slang. We don't want a European slang. We want our own natural connection with Islam, with the Quran, and with the life model of Muhammad, prayer and peace be upon him. We are not the chip off the block of somebody else. Allah gave us our own block. Huh? We're the answer to 400 centuries of slavery, Jim Crow, and also we are the answer to the best education by trying to live a black version of somebody's religion. Of all of those things that we had to learn anew, learn afresh, they're just building blocks, foundations, for teaching us how to think anew and act anew and live anew according to using our God-given intellect to live to the fullness of an Islamic life according to the Quran. In the life example of Muhammad, may the peace be upon him. We are a new people with a new language, even a new way of processing knowledge, and a new way of living. And we thank Allah for bringing us to this point and bringing to our children that you're not to be like anybody else. No, you're not better. Unless your talk was better. But you're not to be copycatting off anybody. Alhamdulillah. Rabbana, latizek ulubana, sayadiyah sadaytana, muhammadan dutha rahmatan, inna kiyata wahab. Now, Lord, let not our hearts deviate, now since you have guided us right. But grant to us in your presence your mercy. For you are the one that grant without measure. Amen. Got time to still that.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin.
Sunday, November 7th.
4 o'clock p.m. So we have tickets available for all our at the Brother Chapman. She's supposed to be sending that up for on our Facebook. We'll play all live as well. But that's November 7th. We have our main speaker email, Ali Akira from Nashville, Tennessee. And our guest speaker is our Reverend Daniel Davis right next door to us, 900 North Bend Harbor. So we try to make good, further build our good relationship with our neighbor. And that's the way of Muhammad Prophet. That's his son. He always made friends with his neighbors. A woman twice there, they said, well, who's your neighbor? He said, Foy from that way, and Foy from the struggle way. He said, that was him. And I'm like, okay, I think it's Foy saying everybody. I'll be making that big back then. I don't know. I'm just speculating on that. Anyway, November 7th, 4 p.m., Martin University. Tickets are 25 person, 80 for a couple, college age, I think it's $30. And they're really small, that's even less than twice. I can't even call right now. I'm not trying to hurt you by pocket, but you're trying to have a nice time. This will be a pretty nice bonus. Alhamdulillah. Our last, yeah, the nominees for parents, yes. We got some, we got one name already. So, you know, I even got out everybody's diploma. So, we do want to take in nominees for Parent of the Year. And also Pioneer of the Year, too. You guys choose the Pioneer. And the awardee for the Muhammad Sadiq Center Justice, it will be the daughter of the Imam from Nashville. At 14 years old, and she's got a similar national impact for all people to wear their religious attire during sports. So they denied her to wear her head covering the hijab. And she fought against it and changed the rule in Nashville and changed it nationwide. So, you know, 14 years old. She's 15 now. We're going to recognize her. The last announcement is the following Sunday. It's going to be a national Zoom, the Muslim community and our folkloric community. We're going to come together and we can come here again if you want to, or you can watch it at home. Even the one with Muslim Journal, if you don't want to come here on 30th, you should buy a young ticket and they will send you the link. You get the link at like the last hour or so, and you can watch it on YouTube. Yes. So, but we're going to try and make it convenient for all these events because everyone's not comfortable yet coming out. You know, so we want to recognize that as well. So, from the 14th at 17 a.m., I think it's 17 p.m. as well, I think. Don't hold me on that. Let me double check that. But watch your emails. Watch my Facebook page as well. The date is November 14th for our Muslim Cooking World. That's all I can think of now. The tickets for our Muslim Journal. Saturday on Tuesday. Yeah, we changed the time to 7:30. Same number, 701-802-5454, and access code is 10396. So again, the number is 701-802-5454. Access code 10396545. That's Tuesday at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Any more announcements? Yeah, the weekend school, it will be this Sunday.
Fall break?
He's on fall break. All right. Hey, we can all we get fall break. That's great, right? October 8th? The whole week? Or 2 weeks?
I
don't know yet. Yeah, well, this is got it. We didn't get it. I'm being lied.
Thank you,
Greg. Thank you, Greg. Yeah. I'm Oh. Yes, sir. Okay. Oh, well. Well, it can get better. Remember we said fighting that battle? We see you for us. We see the hard time. We saw for you. He's coming. All right. Alaykum as-salam. The weekend of school is Sunday, 10:30. 10:32. I'm going to be coming here because we can't do my radio broadcast from here. Because we need brothers here. We need brothers here for to protect our youth. And so, brothers not showing up. We can't have that. Sunday, 10:30. I go upstairs to do my broadcast. I have some mails here on the same. Okay. Any more announcements? It's $25. Yeah, we're going to buy the tickets, but this one, the tickets normally are $25 a piece. You can get like 10, 15 of them. If you want to come make a donation, we will gladly receive your contribution. So we thank everyone for sending us a card and still want everybody to set up with your bank the automatic deduction of your, what they call it, disposable income. No such thing as disposable income. But the money that you get, what I heard you heard in the building, give it to us, please. We can use it. Yes. Alhamdulillah. Okay, that's all I can think of now. Yes. Okay. That's it. Okay. Yeah, we appreciate that. We all can appreciate that. Okay, so let me see, how much time are we going to make? Janazza, oh, just thank you. Goodness, thank you. Tomorrow we have a Janazza. At 12 noon, we're going to meet at Master of Sergeant. This is the son of our sister Khadija Muhammad. She moved to Florida, Mississippi, a few years ago. Her son, he passed away. We're having his janazah tomorrow at 12 noon at Master of Sergeant. And burial will be in around here, cemetery, inshallah. You know, it's his brother. He had an older brother, about a year or two older than him, named Yusuf. The farmer is Hanif. Brother Yusuf passed away. We have allowed forgiving for his sin. We have the paradise in that Elijah, but in that Elijah, right, you know. From Allah, we promise to Allah, we are constant. I mean, bless the family with peace of understanding. Yeah. Where our brother being raised with the believers from Yom Kippur on Day of Judgment. And his transition be easy. Ameen. 12 noon, after that fire. Okay. I can't think of anything else right now. No more announcements. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You're here.